And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. And we have Mr. Tackle himself, Doug Kern, from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, talking Tackle Day.
Here it comes.
Yeah, and
17th annual.
Is it 17th already?
Wow.
Oh, you're making
me
really old.
How is that a thing?
It is not a thing.
How is that a thing?
So, and we're giving away an amazing prize.
Yeah, buddy. Talking about tackles, somebody's getting a shopping spree, a $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. You can use that thing whenever you want, including on Tackle Day next Saturday, where your dollars will stretch even farther. So, yeah, $100 coming to one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today. If you want to give us a call this morning, it's 213-432-1090, or send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. Make sure you include your contact info when you text away, because if you win that $100, we want to make sure to get it to you.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk about the vendors. The guy is a 21 different vendors.
Yeah, we promised a previous caller there that we would make mention. Cannot think. These are A-plus vendors within the saltwater industry. They are the best of the best, and we're so lucky to have their support. You can come down and talk to the reps, the owners in some cases of these companies, see all the latest and greatest stuff that they have to offer. So I'm just going to go down the list real quick so that, and like I said before, if you missed what we had and you want to go back, just go to the archives of the show and you can see who's going to be there. But we've got One Cool Tuna, United Composites, Shimano, of course, Seaguar, Salty Crew, Power Pro, Phoenix, Penn is going to be there, P-Line, owner, Olakai. He comes and sells all of his samples for dirt cheap, so that's a good one. We've got MC Bates, of course, Iser, along with the Iser knot tying contest. Graftech is a new vendor for us and makes fantastic rods. Gamakatsu, Fishworks, Daiwa, Costa will be there, CalStar, Batson, Aftco, and Accurate. So we've got an A-plus lineup. This is a rare chance to see all those guys under one tent, let's call it.
Yeah.
You know,
parking lot.
There won't be a tent. There's going to be beautiful weather. But
yep. Yeah. We have a good weather forecast. So
that's a good thing.
Everybody out there needs to get take your shiny lucky penny out of your pocket and rub it a couple of times.
But right now it's looking good. Storm's going to pass. It's gone.
70 degrees and sunny is what they're calling for right now.
Is 70 degrees and sunny. That's what we pray for.
It starts with a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup at 7 a.m. Rick and I will be there. And I know Rick's going to be having head turning both ways and stuff like that. But
might be Corey.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Corey's setting up the booth, don't forget.
So's Rick.
Yeah. Well, it might be Pete then. I will mention that for the first time, Bill Batson and Batson Enterprises will be there, and Bill's going to be one of the guys that we're going to pull in and talk about what he's doing. And he does a lot of unique things especially on his railroads.
He does.
Right?
I am so stoked to have Bill. He's going to supply us with some blanks, and so those of you that are rod builders, definitely check out our booth for that.
That's the Rain Shadow.
He's got some other blanks that he brings down that are going to be closeout blanks, but also he does the Rain Shadow. He's got some amazing rail rods. I don't know if we're going to have the kits at Tackle Day. I think we're going to have a few of the kits. And he provides a spec sheet that tells you the guide spacing, which guides to use, and an entire instruction sheet. So you just buy the kit. And then if you're at all adept at rod building, he's done all the work for you, laid out everything for you. So he's an amazing guy. He's probably in the rod building industry, one of the, if not the top guy in the country. So
Bill and Bill and I went through and picked out like all of our favorite rail rod blanks that are, or maybe just call it big tuna blanks that are appropriate for what we're doing, and put all those kits together. And we'll have several kits of all those sizes of every part needed to buy the rod. Like you can just, you know, throw down your cash at a greatly discounted price, and in that kit will be everything from the bottom up: the butt cap, the rear grip, the reel seat, the front grip, the winding check, all the guides, a sheet that shows you where the guide spacing will be, the right tip. So like everything will be done, and then in their booth they're going to be doing demonstrations on how to install the rail grip and how to, you know, how to figure out your guide spacing. It's just going to be a very,
and he's the master at that.
He's the master. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So that'll be a real unique opportunity for the first time to see Bill and his whole crew there.
Yep.
At Tackle Day. The other ones that are going to be there, the one and only Bill Popart.
And of course,
the legend.
And the legend from Costa. And then, of course, Bob Hoos.
Yeah.
And their new guy, Eddie. They'll all be there in the Costa booth. And there's some great deals on Costa sunglasses.
Absolutely. They've been known to bring a little swag. We're given a $25 gift card with purchase. So
if you buy a pair of Costa sunglasses at Tackle Day, you'll get a $25 gift
card. And then you go over and get some buy one, get one free stuff in our booth and turn your 25 into a 50. So if you parlay this right, you could really end up making out.
I got to tell you, I on the show, and I wore the Jose Pros every day. I love that.
I know, that's your stuff. Those have become your
really
favorites.
Really a nice one, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they've definitely introduced some new stuff over the last year. So this would be a good time to stop into the booth and see what they have, because their way of life for our fishery is these Costa.
Yep.
You know,
they're fishing people. That's the thing about Costa. Yeah.
I'm still a Spiro XL guy, but like I have been wearing, which I got on again today, that Rinconcito. That might have eclipsed the Spiro XL.
Really?
Yeah. I really like them. Yeah. They're light.
Well, what's unique is that you have a much larger face than I do, and Rinconcito fits me too.
Totally. Yeah.
So that's kind of a nice all around nice pair.
Totally.
Yeah. So go, and you can try them all on over there at Tackle Day, and the guys will fit you right.
Yep.
I promise
display.
You that.
And I want to make mention of two other things that are going to be there. Obviously, Mike Lum with the trailer.
Well, let's talk to Mike Lum right now.
Let's put him on.
Yeah. Hey, Mike.
Does he just happen to be
here? He just happens to be there. Good morning, Mike.
Nice segue, Doug.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
I've been known to be a mind reader.
Yeah. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody?
Good timing.
Doug was just getting ready to talk about you. So why don't you...
In a good way.
I was honored. It was in a good way. Yeah, absolutely.
It didn't start with that SOB love.
That guy.
Yeah. That guy.
You got to remember, when you're on hold with this, you can hear what's going on. So I was listening closely.
No,
very good. So,
well, Mike, why don't you tell us what we've got going on in the Rollo booth, which I know you've always got some fun stuff, and it's a highlight for the Tackle Day, and we appreciate it.
Well, we've been working on this for a while and excited to be there. Tackle Day is one of the more fun days we have for the Rollo fundraising effort, and it's not going to be any different this time. We are doing Pick a Box, which has kind of evolved a little bit over the years to pick a box, pick a cooler, pick a backpack, pick a whatever. But the way it basically works is we have donated tackle boxes and backpacks and coolers that have different denominations. So if you want to make a $30 donation to Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, there'll be some tackle boxes on display on the wall. You pick a number randomly, you pull it down, there'll be a card inside, and there's prizes in every single one. And everybody seems very, very happy with what they win at this deal. We sell out almost every year. Last year was just phenomenal. And we're going to plan on doing the same thing this time. And so this is also the kickoff of our annual raffle for Rollo, which we start selling typically about Tackle Day, and we run it through April. And as you guys know from all the years of doing it, we give away some fantastic prizes, and this year is no different. One of the new prizes that we're going to be giving away, Pete, is $2,000 in gasoline from Summit Gas there.
Oh, no, that's
in San Diego.
A cool prize.
So 20 gallons?
So, and so what we're going to do, like always, is when we give away all these prizes in April, we take the top 10 prizes and we we pull the numbers, and then we contact the people in order, and they get to select what they want. So if somebody were to win $2,000 of gasoline from Summit Gas, but the guy happens to live in Northern California, that wouldn't work. So he would probably opt for maybe the Katmai 3-day fishing Alaska fishing trip, which is also going to be given away. And if he didn't want that, maybe he would pick a trip on the Royal the Polaris Supreme. We've got a 5-day that was donated. We've also got Adventures in Camping came back with us, and we were so excited to get those guys to donate another trip for us. And Rick, you know how wonderful Adventures in Camping is, and so that's another one of the top prizes. H&M Landing is donating 3 days of fishing on one of their boats for two people. So if you win that, you take your buddy with you. And on it goes.
Hey, Mike, I might add too on that Summit Gasoline, $2,000 worth of fuel. Finn, who owns the, and Martha, who's the manager there at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena, throwing in all the ice you can carry. So in other words, if you win that and you opt for that Summit Gasoline, you have unlimited ice for the amount of time that you spend that.
How cool is that, dude? Wow. For real.
That was Finn's dome. That's a lot of ice.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah. But if you're being serious, like you roll through there, you fill the boat with gasoline, and you fill up with ice as much as you need every time.
Every time.
That's rad.
That's Finn's
donation
cool people. For that. Yeah, they're great people, yeah. Very supportive.
And so as we work through this list of prizes, and I'm not going to go through everything right now, you can check it out at Tackle Day. We'll have all the tickets there. We'll be selling tickets. They sell for $10 a piece. But however, some of the promotions we're doing with Pick a Box obviously include raffle tickets. And so I want to mention that along with the $30 box that we will be selling a lot of, I'm sure, we also have some higher end boxes. And we have five $500 coolers. And those include 50 grand raffle tickets. So if somebody wanted to buy one of the coolers and see what they won once they buy it, they know right off the get-go they're getting the cooler, and they're going to get $500 worth of grand raffle tickets. So cool. Everything else is a plus at that point.
That's going to be Tackle Day. In addition to that, Mrs. Maxa Dallas has put together a special promotion too, right, Rick?
Well, Dallas has taken on the duty of running our raffle. So separate from the Friends of Rolla raffle, we host a big raffle every year at Tackle Day, and we do, you know, we talk to all of our people we do business with. We donate a lot of stuff. We get a lot of trips. We get, you know, gift certificates from the fuel docks and all the local restaurants, Point Loma Seafoods and Pizza Nova, and we put together a big raffle. Dallas and her crew, Kelly and Lauren and Katie, they all sell raffle tickets, and then when it's all over, we cut a big check to Rollo with the money that we raised. It's killer every year. I mean, it's really good prizes. It's big fishing trips and it's things like that. And Dallas has instituted an additional prize wheel. So for everybody that spends $100, they're going to get to spin a wheel just for the people that buy $100 worth of raffle tickets. All the raffle tickets still go, and it's got all kinds of stuff on it: a surface iron, extra tickets, a fishing T-shirt, just a fun swag prize. But it's one of our big draws to Tackle Day. I mean, it's a very legit, real raffle with some big prizes.
And the money benefits Rollo.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Yep.
Mike, we're so excited to have you there at Tackle Day this coming Saturday. And, of course, when we can drag you away, we'll go over more details next Saturday at our live broadcast. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
We'll see you next week, guys. Thanks.
All right.
See you, Mike.
Let's find out what's biting down there with our FishDope.com report.
Sounds good to me, buddy. Our FishDope.com report today was sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, their rubs, the smoked cheese, tuna burgers, poke kit, ceviche spice. It's all available at their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com. We can't say it enough. Be sure to make your reservations by giving them a text at 619-255-3128. Your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, our FishDope.com reporter, standing by. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Doug. Great show today. That sounds really fun. I wish I could be at Tackle Days next week. I think there's going to be a bazillion people there. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a fun one.
But I am right out in front of Rancho Leonero dragging some 5-inch mackerel around right now trying to get a rooster fish. I know it sucks. I know.
Wow, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, I'm taking the boat up to Loretto right now. I just stopped in here for a minute to get some phone service and dumped a couple baits in the water. What an unbelievable Bisbee's, Pete. Unbelievable. A lot of money was handed over, but there's still a lot of money left on the table. Almost $5 million did not get paid out.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. There was $6 million was paid out a little bit, right around $6 million, but they left a bunch of money laying on the table again this year. Three qualifying fish in the tournament. Biggest one was 641. These guys got a couple million bucks for that one. And second place fish was in the bigger jackpot. He got like $3.5 million. And then the one guy got a daily was worth $1.4 million for a daily.
Man, how about that, dude?
I told you guys I was going to have a report for you about it. It was just absolutely unbelievable.
So
and
rad.
210 boats in the tournament this year. 210 boats. Unbelievable.
Where do they put all those boats, Dave? I mean, you live in Cabo, I know. It's like they have that many boats that come in for the tournament. Where do they all anchor out front?
A lot of them were because there is a premium on docks right now. There's a 3-year waiting list down here for a dock all the way up to Loretto. There's no docks. There are no docks. So the front of the mouth of harbor between the cruise ships, there was a phenomenal amount of yachts just anchored up right there like the old days. Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. But
crazy week and a lot of money handed out, but a lot left on the table for next year. So who knows? Maybe there are 250 bucks.
Yeah, it could be wild. Well, it was wild this year. It's going to be wild again. But real quick, Catalina is biting, Pete. There's a lot of bonita there. Pretty good calico bass fishing. Good sign of yellows. And that lobster fishing is off the hook right now. All the guys that are reporting are having just phenomenal fishing for lobsters over at Catalina. And like Wooly said, it looks like we got some good weather for the next few days, and then next weekend, no one's going to be anywhere but at Tackle Days, so the lobsters will get a break next weekend, and then they'll be back after it again.
Yeah, no kidding.
I like your style, Dave.
Yeah, and of course, fishdope.com has all the information you need. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Dave, how do we find you? Other than being right in front of Rancho Leonero.
Yeah, you can check me out on Your Saltwater Guide. I'm on every piece of social media that there is. And check out my website, yoursaltwaterguide.com, when you get tired of following boats and you want to start catching fish. And I'm going to punch it in the butt here because Kelly's driving over to Loretto to pick us up today, so I got to get going.
Sorry.
You guys have a great show. Thank you for letting me be on, and I'll talk to you next Sunday.
See
good
you,
luck at Tackle Days, Doug. See you guys.
Safe travels, Dave. Very safe travels to you. And and that is our catch report.
You got it, man. Focus your offshore fishing on the best areas by using Terrafin charts. Temperature, chlorophyll, and more. Terrafin is a professional's choice for dependability and for accuracy. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts to your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Check Terrafin.com for more info.
You know, I was also sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, and I picked up my fish yesterday from the Shogun trip, and it's, as usual, absolute perfection in a bag. I mean, it's like literally you cut the bag open, and it is table ready. Ready to cut, clean, eat raw or cook or whatever you're going to do with it. Unbelievable. But here's the thing about Fisherman's Processing. If you're on select boats, Royal Star, Shogun, Royal Polaris, and I think a few other boats, you don't have to touch a fish when it gets back to the dock. They do it all.
Pretty slick.
You know, a few unlucky people that were on our trip couldn't get into Fisherman's Processing, and they had to drag their fish all around. And so a few took them home, stuff which I don't understand that. But they have to unload the carts and drag them to the various numbers. Not anybody that went to Fisherman's Processing, and most of the guys did. Fishermen, you basically get off the boat, get your stuff off, and pick up your fish like an hour or two later.
That's pretty slick.
And that's a huge advantage for using Fisherman's Processing over other processors, I might add. So check it out, fishermansprocessing.com. Call, text, make reservations for sure. Again, 619-255-3128.
That's it, man. Hey, well, the phone lines are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Doug. Let's jump back into it and talk to another Doug. Doug from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Doug. How are you doing?
That's a really neat.
Well, I'm telling you, all the cool guys are named Doug, so you've got a good name too. What's on your mind today?
I was wondering about a custom-made rod wrap versus one off the rack. Which one would be cheaper?
Well, a custom rod, if it's done truly as custom, is always going to be a little bit more than a factory rod. The factory rods these days are made with a lot of the techniques that the custom rod builders designed years ago, but a truly custom-made rod will cost you more because it's basically handmade one at a time, and it's made for the angler. So, you know, the guide spacing has to be done properly. It's not, it's not just a manufacturer making 100 rods and they put the guides all in the same place. You also choose your components, so you're going to choose your grips and the length of the grips. You're going to choose which reel seat you want, what type of guide you want, and then an individual skilled rod builder has to take those components and construct that into, you know, a personally made rod for you with your colors and putting your name on there and you know, or a nickname or a boat name.
Like Doug.
Yeah, exactly.
Dugout.
Yeah. But in some cases, you're going to end up with maybe a slightly better quality rod as well, because when the guide spacing is done where it stresses the blank properly and the guides are put on top of the spline, which is the backbone of the rod, there's just a little more attention to detail on a true custom rod. Now, there are a lot of rod wrappers out there that will do the cosmetic part. They take the components and, some of them are doing it so, you know, much more quickly, because they're doing it just for the money. But a truly skilled rod builder that does it out of pride, and yes, they make some money at it, but it's, none of those guys are getting rich. It's a labor of love more than it is a business. So, but to go by, any of the name brand rods, you're going to end up with a very high quality rod with attention to detail, much more advanced than you ever used to get back in the day.
All right. Well, very good. Thanks for the call, Doug. Appreciate that very much. Now, one thing that, let's go live to the tribute. Captain Tyler's on the line.
We always have Mike calling, and really this is the guy that's putting all the work in that Mike's taking all the credit for. And we got Tyler live from the tribute right now. Good morning, Tyler.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great. Yeah, we're always hearing Captain Mike take credit for all your hard work, man. We're stoked to have you on here this morning. Good morning. How's the fishing?
Morning. Fishing's pretty good. In the Bluefin front, we were fishing out west yesterday. We had a 17-passenger rent rod charter. We had a pretty good morning stop. We caught eight, a couple over 100 pounds. I think our biggest one was 146 pounds. Whew. Pretty much all that action was on the sinker rig. For 17 rent rod guys, we actually fared out pretty well. I think we finished with 18 fish for our day.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fun fishing for sure.
Well, that's awesome, and certainly some good grade to go with it too. And is that close enough to home that you're able to continue on that fish? I mean, that was a day and a half trip?
Yeah. As long as it stays where it is, we'll be fine to fish it on the upcoming day and a half trips that we have online.
Yeah, and you have one coming up. I believe Mike was saying, is it tonight or tomorrow night?
Tonight we have a trip scheduled. We are a go for sure. We only have 14 people right now.
Oh,
so we got plenty of room left on that one.
And epic weather, I might add, too, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit breezy today, but it's going to be laying down. Tomorrow there should be almost no wind, a little bit of swell, but it's going to be very, very nice for Monday's fishing.
And was this one of those pizza port trips where they do the pizza beforehand and you get half price on pizza port beers the night you guys load?
Yep. So we'll have free pizza on the way out for everybody that gets on the boat. Pizza Fort beers, you'll get basically a tall boy for $4 or $5. Pretty good deal.
Nice. How fun, man. That's great. Good job for you guys. I think that's really cool. And clearly some good fishing. Talk about 140-pound daytime fish. We'll take that all day, man. Great job on the last trip, Tyler. Sounds like a good opportunity to jump on and go with you.
And what time are you leaving tonight, Tyler?
We leave tonight at 7 p.m., a little bit early departure, but hopefully close that gap and get out there in the dark still and have a little bit of opportunity before it gets light outside.
Light load and free pizza and half-price beer. And what a great way to celebate Halloween.
No doubt.
Perfect trip.
Yeah.
My goodness.
And good weather. All right. How do we get a hold of you if we want to go on that trip on the Tribute?
You can book at seaforthlanding.com, call the landing 619-224-3383, or you can book directly at tributesportfishing.com.
Thanks, Tyler. Nice to hear from you, and keep getting them, man. You're doing awesome.
Yeah, no doubt. Good job, Tyler. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Hey, I want to mention there's another, we talked about the Rolla fundraiser, and we talked about the Wheel fundraiser, the Fisherman's Landing. Mm-hmm. But there's another big fundraiser happening at Tackle Day, and all throughout the next few weeks, and that is the fundraiser to send kids to Cooperstown.
Oh, my God.
I knew Doug would never bring it up, but Doug's grandson, an awesome baseball player, and it's been so much fun.
Future superstar.
It's been so much fun watching Doug and Caden go from, like, I feel like I've been a part of this, like, from hearing their, you know, you would always talk, well, how was the game? And Doug would laugh, and, you know, it was whatever. There was like 6-year-olds with their heads in the dirt, and one kid would sit down Indian style, to now hearing about, you know, hitting coaches and their whole progression. It's been so much fun, and the boys have an opportunity to go to Cooperstown and do the Hall of Fame and the whole tour. And I know Doug very well, and he is probably cringing because he would never talk about this on the radio when it's time for the Tackle Store, but we do. Yeah, we're doing a fundraiser. We're selling See's candy bars and other things, and we're just trying to raise money to help, not to pay for it, but just to help offset some of the costs of sending the entire team out to Cooperstown.
Yeah, they're well very lucky. Yeah, it's only available to 12-year-olds. It's invite only. Their team, Santee Force, got an invite to go next July.
That's a big deal.
It's a big deal, and a lot of people in our industry have been there and have told me this is like the experience of a lifetime. And then we looked, and, you know, just to send the kids, let alone the families, is $36,000. So I volunteered to do the fundraising for the team. So, yeah, we're doing the See's candy bars on the deal, and we're going to have donations on Venmo. That's actually up and running, so it's Doug-Kern-18. I just set it up last night. So,
Doug-Kern-18?
Yeah, on Venmo. So they can make a donation. You just have to write Force is the name of the team, Force Donation, and that'll get directly to the boys there.
What if you want it? And then the candy bars, the See's candy bars will be available at Fisherman's Line and Tackle.
Yeah.
It's got them up on the counter.
On the counter, and you make a donation for the candy bar.
You just pay $3 and get a candy bar. That's nice. That simple. But, you know,
or if you want to throw an extra $20 in for boys, you can.
That's what a lot of guys are doing, is I'll give you $5 for the candy bar or whatever. But that's so cool. Thanks for mentioning that, guys.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. All right. Give us another deal.
Well, I want to go through some of these half-price deals that we have. We talked about buy two, get one free, jigs and hooks, and discounts on rods and reels.
Half-price deals?
But Seaguar is one of our anchors.
Seaguar.
You can buy up to 80-pound test, buy one, get one free. That is an
Seaguar Gold?
Gold, blue, pink, premier.
Holy man.
Whatever you want.
Buy one, get one free.
Once you go over to over 80 pound, the 100 through 200 is going to be buy two, get one free.
Wow.
We've got the fall flat, which is by Leadmaster, the 300 gram. We've got those buy one, get one free. We've got Nomad Buffalo Jigs, buy one, get one free. Phoenix lead heads and jig heads, buy one, get one free.
Whoa.
Stick jackets. Time to put stick jackets on all your rods, buy one, get one free. And then we've always got
stick jackets are those like sleeves that go
over
the
Chinese finger puzzle.
Like, those are cool.
They are cool.
Buy one, get one free.
And then we've got Iser promo spools, so you can buy some monofilament Top Shot material. Those are like $8.95, and you buy one at that $8.95, you get a second one free.
Wow.
And then to go to the crazy, crazy deals, I want to mention.
Because buy one, get one free on Seaguar fluorocarbon wasn't a crazy deal.
And so we've got Adaro pliers at 50% off.
Wow.
But AFCO is going to be there with, it's 50 now.
I need to change my post.
Oh. So we've got AFCO there, one of our huge vendors.
Yeah.
Invented so many new cool things. You're going to see stuff from them that is going to blow your socks off.
Wow.
But so to make room for some of that, we had bought in the past all these nice AFCO fishing t-shirts. We're just going to basically almost donate them to the fishermen. $5.
Oh no way.
So if you're
Come on. I didn't even know that
So if you're taking a 10-day trip and you want a new shirt for every day, bring $50 down to Tackle Day and buy 10 shirts.
Wow.
I didn't even know we were doing that. $5
t-shirts. $5
t-shirts.
And AFCO t-shirts are quality.
Yeah, they are.
Super high quality.
And we're doing the same thing. We bought a bunch. This is years ago. We bought all these shirts and... You know, with, COVID not doing as many shows and one thing and another, we just figured, you know, this is the perfect place to get rid of them.
Cool.
Well, we've got kids shirts. So come down and buy your kids a whole
Wyatt was wearing one this morning.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
So, that's a crazy deal, but you're going to see all the new AFCO stuff as well and get to talk to the guys that basically invented it, Robbie Gant and
Oh, Robbie's going to be there? Great.
I believe Robbie will be there but all those guys are knowledgeable on all the
new,
I mean, they're,
and they have so many new things.
Well,
that are
they do.
Fantastic.
With that, we had a great text come through from John and Mira Mesa, and it's in regards to the AFCO clothing like Doug's talking about, and this is from John. Doug, well, AFCO clothing be on sale. In particular, I'm looking at getting some new fishing shorts. So you talked about the t-shirts. Shorts going to be on sale.
Yeah, and so all the first run AFCO items are going to be on sale as well. So I believe the shorts are $15 off.
Wow.
We've got shirts on sale, the first run shirts, in addition to the closeout shirts.
Including the shorts that I wear every day?
Yeah, the ones that literally all of us are wearing right now.
Both of you are wearing?
Yeah.
You have the same uniform.
And along the clothing line, I want to make sure that everybody knows Salty Crew will be there with some great clothing and discounted prices. Fishworks, they've been since day one at Tackle Day, and we
Lauren's always there.
We appreciate them so much. So the clothing, and then we put all the Fisherman's Landing clothing on sale too. So, our shirts are $10 off the regular price, and then we've got the nice sun shirts, and our embroidered hats are $10 off. So. You can come down.
A lot going on.
A lot of Christmas presents get bought on the clothing side of things, and then just guys buying, for their wardrobe.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More Tackle Day talk and more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Bill Batson from Batson Enterprises, home of the world-famous Alps Rain Shadow Rod Building product lines. Just want to let everybody know that I will be attending the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Day Sale November 5th from 9 to 3. We're down there to display a lot of our popular SoCal products. We're going to have a tent. We're going to have some catalogs, some free hats, decals, a rod rack with some custom rod displays on it. We'll also be doing some demos for making the railroad grips. These are very popular. And to show the correct way to install the rail dog grip, and also we're going to do a demo for a two-layer cork tape with cold shrink and doing a lot of other different things. We'll also have a free raffle for a custom rain channel rail rod. So come on down, join the Batson family and team. Be looking for us at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Day Sale. If you're not able to make it to the Tackle Days down at Fisherman's Landing, please visit our website at www.batsonenterprises.com. Aloha.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen, for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
Saturday, November 5th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFCO with Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones have been absolutely packed solid. First time since the first hour that we've had an open phone line. If you want it, 213-432-1090. Not only your opportunity to talk to Doug, get your tackle questions answered, but also an opportunity to win a $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information and lots of good bluefin talk, along with bass talk and other great fishing information in this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Check it out. I also want to mention, too, the Royal Star has an amazing trip that they have penciled in for a window of December 16th to December 23rd. It's a three-day trip, and they're going to look for the best weather window within that. And it's limited to 12 anglers, which means everybody gets their 12 anglers on the Royal Star, which means everybody gets their own stateroom. It's $2,200. It sounds unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, what an honor. And then you get the Royal Star food, the Royal Star treatment. It's a Royal treatment for sure.
Ooh,
on the Royal
that's
Star.
Cool.
So if you're interested in that trip, at the window again, December 16th through 23, pretty much guaranteed it's going to be a good bluefin trip.
I love that idea. You know what I mean? Like, that's a very slow time of year in terms of work. You know, a lot of people take off that time between, you know, holiday-ish type time. You know you're going to be back in time for any of the events. But they, you know, rather than say we're going here, like, no, let's go when it's going to be at its best.
So there's a few spots available left on that. So 619-224-4764. Call Tracy in the office.
What a cool idea.
Jump on that.
Yeah, that's rad.
Creative. I'd go.
Yeah. 12 people.
Woo. on the Royal Star.
Yeah, that's rad.
Well, let's jump into those jam-packed phones. They've been very patient waiting for
They are. And, yes, thanks so much to our callers that have been hanging in there, like Don from Woodland Hills. Don, thank you so much for hanging in with us. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Sounds like it's going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to driving down from Woodland Hills next weekend.
Awesome. Nice. Great to see you, Don.
Glad to hear it.
Yep. So you've answered pretty much all my questions other than how about the list of the seminars?
Ooh.
Yep. And I can tell you, Rick does the seminars every year, and he tries to put together a variety so that there's something for everybody. And we've gone to a little different tactic this year, kind of by necessity. We used to have these little mini seminars on the boats, and we'd have like three little boat stages and then the main stage. Well, you know, it's a good thing, but all of our boats are fishing. So we've gone to some Highliner status guys on the main stage, and I'm going to let Rick talk about that, the seminars, because he's done an amazing job putting together a variety with not many time slots to work with.
So thank you. And, Don, yeah, we're pumped to have you. We kick off like we have in the last couple of years with an anchor of a rad seminar, and that's Captain Bill Cavanaugh from the Intrepid. And that starts at 9:15, and he does a seminar, you know, all surrounding this big bluefin fishing. So all aspects of big bluefin fishing from the sport boat, from the sport boat style. So that's Captain Bill Cavanaugh, Intrepid, 9:15. After that, there's a little break, allow you a little time to go cruise, check out some of the vendors. And then at 12 o'clock is when our next seminar starts. And this is the one that I'm maybe the most excited about, and it's different. We actually kind of talked about it a little bit on the show. So this is Captain Matt Brawla from Captain Concepts and James Kikawa. And James owns the company West Coast Jiggers. And these are the guys that are so into that new style vertical jigging for tuna, like basically elevating your game, covering the rigging, the tackle, how you fish the jigs. You know, if you want to, you know, elevate yourself from just dropping and winding to actually fishing the jig the way that those guys are getting those high percentage of bites, Captain Concepts, Matt Brawla, and James Cowell from West Coast Jiggers. So that's all Advanced Bluefin Jigging Techniques is the name of the seminar, and that's at 12 o'clock. Then hopefully you grab some lunch, you participate in the casting contest, you tie a knot at the Iser knot tying contest, and our final seminar, we talked about earlier, the man, Danny Wade, surface iron expert, and Jerry Guzman from JRI, talking all about surface iron, questions and answer, gear, style, a very interactive seminar.
What
and,
a lineup.
Yeah, right? I'm really stoked. I'm really proud of our Tackle Day seminars this
That's
year.
That's going to be cool. And Don, it'll be great to see you. Hopefully you make it down for the live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup starting at 7 a.m. and be great to see you there. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. We'll see you next Saturday at Tackle Day. Hey, I have a lot of great texts, and this is an unusual one, and it's from Jim in Morro Bay. He says, with bigger, and I don't quite understand, but there may be something to it, and so I'm asking this question just basically from my knowledge as well as Jim's. Good morning. With bigger bluefin being caught, I've heard some anglers using steel leaders. Is there something to that setup going on? And steel leaders for bluefin, it doesn't seem to match because bluefin is so line shy.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's the best idea because, number one, wire leaders tend to get kinked up, and those bluefin shake their head, they roll around, they change direction. And fluorocarbon is, number one, it's more invisible to get the bite. It's got crazy abrasion resistance. And so I think in any kind of fishery, you're going to have different experimentation, but it doesn't seem to me that if that's something that's going on, that it's caught on to be a mainstream tactic.
Some of our 4-pack and 6-pack charter operations like Bite Sport Fishing and Into the Depths and Lucky Bee and those guys, they were having us make some of their flyer rigs with fluorocarbon going to the main J-hook, but then some 400-pound wire going to the treble hook. And it was only for longevity reasons. Those guys fish every day using, you know, like they were burning through their leaders a little bit faster. So it was just the piece of wire that was, you know, kind of hidden across the back of the flyer.
Okay, that makes sense.
There was a little bit of that being done. So I'm wondering if maybe that influenced what Jim was talking about. That was the only, I'm with Doug. If we're talking like to the jig, heavy piece of fluoro is still going to be the way I like it.
Unless you're fishing every day like those guys, and then maybe that'll save you some rigging.
Yeah, and that's all it was just to save them some rigging time or, you know, get more longevity out of the same rig.
And that would have to be the 49 strand.
Correct.
Because the 7 strand or the single strand is going to get destroyed probably faster than the fluorocarbon would.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
200-pound fluoro lasts a long time. I mean, that's why you're using it, is for the abrasion resistance. You're going to get really good longevity out of that.
Sure. Yep. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
How about Benjamin from Carlsbad up next here on Let's Talk Hookup? If you want to get your chance to get through, it's 213-432-1090. Good morning, Ben. Looks like we might have lost Benjamin there from Carlsbad.
All right.
Yeah, we weren't using fluorocarbon leader on that one.
Yeah, okay. I have a great text here. Good morning, boys. Awesome show this morning. Mr. Kern, will Gamakatsu have their Duracent salmon crabs there?
My guess is going to be no. They're concentrating more on the mainstream saltwater offshore type tackle is my suspicion. But you never know what a manufacturer might bring to show. But it will not be something that will be for sale here. Those guys will have the information on every one of their product lines, how to get it, where to get it, how to use it, all the whole thing.
Totally. Another great question. This was like my classic favorite Doug style of question. Good morning, guys. My question is for Doug. I have a CalStar 700H. What's a great reel to pair with it, and what size line test do you recommend, Spectra and Top Shot? That's from John and Carson.
Right on. Well, that is typically something that we would consider a 40-pound rod. It can be used for jigs. It can be used for bait. You know, it's going from a yellowtail yo-yo rod up to casting a bait at a 70, 80, maybe 100-pound bluefin. You're going to want to put an appropriate reel for what you're going to be doing. So let's say that, you know, this is going to be a primary yellowtail yo-yo rod. You might put a Trinidad 20 on there. Let's say you're going to jump on one of the bluefin boats and you want to fish live bait. Well, that probably would be a two-speed, like a, you know, probably a Talica 12, or, you know, some people before this bluefin might have put a Talica 10 on there. White sea bass and yellowtail and school size tuna on 40-pound test, but something that's capable of holding 65-pound spectra, a top shot either short or longer of your 40-pound test. It could be fluorocarbon, it could be monofilament, but it varies depending on your target fish and the method that you want to fish. And any time that you're going to go on a certain trip and you want to come in, give us a call. Hey, I'm going on this boat and we're going to be targeting this. I have my 700H. How should I rig it up? We'd be glad to walk you right through the scenario on that anytime.
All right.
Thanks,
very
John.
Good. Thanks. Good one there. Hey, another great text here from John in Chula Vista, tackle boxes. He wants to know if are they going to be on sale?
Yes, and that is one of those very personal things. There's no pat answer for what is the best tackle box, tackle bag, backpack. But we have multiple manufacturers from backpacks to small boxes with the little, Plano inserts. We've got the Gamakatsu tackle boxes. Most of the boxes these days tend to be soft, but we've got the SKB. Those are going to be on sale for somebody that wants a bulletproof, regulation long range style tackle box.
What kind of sale are we talking about? 50%? Buy one get one free?
Yeah, no, buy five get one free.
So like 20%.
Most of the tackle boxes and tackle bags are a dollar amount off because.
Okay, gotcha.
But it also might be a percentage off. And okay. I'm going to say you're going to buy any tackle bag, but roughly 20 to 30% off, depending on the manufacturer and the style. But there's so many put-ups. There's probably five manufacturers that each have five bags. That's 25 bags.
Yeah, they're all varied.
So you've just got to pick out a style that works for you. Some guys like the minimal approach. Some guys want to take everything, including the kitchen sink. So we've got from large boxes down to, pretty minimal size boxes.
Gotcha. All right.
All right. Hey, another great text. This one, question I bet a lot of people have. Good morning. It's Mo from Vista, all in caps. Do you have Mad Max? I'm going to L.A. Bay next weekend. Look forward to giving you guys a fish report.
I am so happy to say we have a recent shipment of Mad Max, and we are going to put it all out for Tackle Day. It's going to be buy two, get one free.
Come on.
All the sizes, most of the colors. If
you hear
nothing
that?
Else.
Do you hear that?
You want to
buy two, get one free. That's the dumbest thing. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. on a lure you can't get.
We weren't going to advertise it or talk about it, but I had a big can of beans and I just spilled them.
Yeah, you did.
But yeah, we'll have them all sizes, virtually all sizes, virtually all colors. I mean, they're you always take the caveat that there might be one missed out of there or not. But yeah, have them, big display of them, and on sale.
Chuckling right now.
Hey, Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Hey, Bart.
Morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete, Rich, and Doug. I don't want to take much time. I just say good luck on Tackle Day. And, of course, I'll be one of the people driving the farthest to be there.
Yes,
I think there's going to be a lot of people driving pretty far. But
Bert comes from a ways up there.
I come from Camarillo.
I know you are, yeah. But Don in Woodland Hills isn't that far from you, right? Okay. Maybe you guys
close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, just wanted to say hi. Great show. So exciting. I can't wait for Tackle Day.
All right. You're going to be there? You're going to come down for the broadcast? You're going to make it on time?
I'm going to be there the night before, actually.
Oh, smart.
There you go.
Look forward to it, Bart.
Yeah. All right, Bart. It's going to be great to hear from you, for sure.
Looking forward to seeing you, Bart.
Yeah, and running around talking about the Fred Hall shows. The Bart Hall shows, for sure.
You know what? By this time next week, you can probably say either. So.
Great.
We'll see you there.
All right.
All right, Bart.
Thanks, Bart.
Great, Bart. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Nice to hear from you. Ned in Chula Vista wants to know about spinning reels. Are spinning reels going to be on sale, and what's the deal?
Yep. So every reel in our store, from a $59.95 Sedona spinning reel up to a Hooker Electric $4,000 plus reel, all on sale. You're going to receive free line. There is a stipulation on the Spectra. It's going to be 1 yard per dollar spent, so a $500 reel gets 500 yards. A $150 reel gets 150 yards. And then we've got it reduced down if you have to go over that amount to a ridiculously low price for the remainder to fill the reel. And we have spinning reels literally from that, you know, $70 range up to $600 to $1,200 range for the high end stuff, the Stellas and all that kind of stuff. And so we've got a good assortment of spinning reels, and you know, the guys behind the counter, we can tell you exactly which is appropriate for your situation. That's a great thing. We have 17 guys that are going to be working in our store that day, and all of them are fish maniacs and can tell you how to rig up, what's best for your situation. So you're not just coming down and, you know, give me that reel. We can help you through the process of selecting something that's going to, you know, serve you well over the next 1, 3, 5, 10 years.
Wow, that's great. I'm going to just go on record and saying I think there's a lot of great deals at Tackle Day, but the deal on reels is insanity.
Yeah.
That's all I can tell you is it's because you're getting, you know, you buy a Talica 16, you get a discount on it, which you never get, and you get $100 with a free Spectra or Power Pro, whatever. I mean, it's your choice of size, right? You can put 65 pound on, you can put 80 pound on, you can put 100 pound on, you can put hollow, or is it specific Spectra?
No, you get whatever you need.
So you could put Power Pro Hollow Ace on if you wanted.
Yes.
If you could put a Power Pro Max Quattro on.
Yep.
You can put any brand, any of the top quality brands on.
It's our best.
Free.
It's our best sale of the year, and we treat it like we do at Fisherman's Landing. Like,
no,
it's the right stuff.
You know what I mean? Like you've gone off your rocker.
Yeah.
So take advantage of it, guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we're gonna find out who's got themselves $100 spending at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low gas prices are great. Free ice is amazing. But what sets Summit Gasoline apart from the rest goes much deeper. When you pull up to the pumps, you will first notice how clean everything is. The great sound system and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into Summit Gasoline Bistro and you will meet Martha, the store manager, the heads up, the well-trained and busy staff. Check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get your discounted Everingham live bait certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase. Stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. The amazing staff at Summit Gasoline are always happy to help you out. Sometimes little things make a difference, like free high-tech air for your tires, or the 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena that make it easy to pull your boat and trailer in and out. Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Try them once and you'll be back. Low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKDNA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
The Islander out of Fisherman's Landing has some exciting news. Due to a recent schedule change, they have added several new trips September through November. The Islander has been sold out all season, so now you have the opportunity to get on a day and one half or 3-day trip now in prime time aboard one of the top boats in the fleet. All trips include fantastic meals, stateroom accommodations, and a top-notch fishing experience. Book your fall trip now on the Islander at fishermanslanding.com.
Saturday, November 5th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano, like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out who the big winner of the $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing, whether it's going to be a caller or a texter. Doug's going to do us the honors. The ceremony is coin flip. We have a texter today. Congratulations, John in Chula Vista.
Nice.
You got yourself $100 coming from Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Can kind of double that if you come to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Day next Saturday, this coming Saturday. And you just wanted to mention a couple quick things that we missed.
There's so much to talk about, but Dia was doing a really nice thing. They're bringing their real mechanic down. And if you buy $100 worth of Daiwa product at Tackle Day, bring your reel out to their booth, and he will do a full service on that reel.
Whoa.
If by chance there's too many, they will mail it back to you at no charge.
Wow.
And they'll fix the rest of them up at their place. And we did talk about the Iser knot tying contest. It's free, but if you want to make a donation, then they will donate that to Friends of Rollo. But whoever has the best breaking strength on their knot is going to win a 10 fathom reel.
Whoa!
Well, the donation is if you throw a $10 donation down before you tie your knot and you win, then we will fill that reel full of Spectra at no charge.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Tackle Day, Fisherman's Landing starts with a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup at 7 a.m. The actual sale starts at 9, but get there early and check it out. Thanks, Doug, for being here. Appreciate it, and very excited about the big event next Saturday.
Yep, we are too. Sure. And our store will be open until 6 o'clock at night, so you can shop later than the 3 o'clock that the park is open.
Thanks to JP for manning the phones and everything else. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Next Saturday and Sunday, next Saturday, live from Tackle Day, you heard it, we'll be there. And then next Sunday, special mystery guest next Sunday. So thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.